Hello, ladies and ladies men. Welcome back to Dickheads of History with me, Kian Tookie. If you haven't already listened to episode one, make sure you click off here, go back and find out about the late, not so great Walt Disney. And even more obviously, if you're not already following me on social media, make sure you do so you can tell me what I can do better and ask me any questions that you may have about the episode. Although the host cannot be changed, so you're going to have to bear with. That can be found on @c.tookie on Instagram and @KianTookie on Facebook and Twitter. So, on to this week's episode. On Dickheads of History, we obviously like to investigate all of those great historical figures and reveal them for the true dickheads they are. This week, we'll be investigating Christopher Columbus, the so-called discoverer of the New World. Again, for those of you who are unaware of Italy's answer to Dora the Explorer, Christopher Columbus was born in Genoa, Italy in 1451 and was an explorer who travelled the world looking to colonise vast lands, most famously credited with discovering the US of A. And this is where our problem begins. Firstly, Christopher Columbus was not the first man to discover North America or America at all. That was done by the Vikings many centuries before when they were looking for wood. As well as this, Christopher Columbus never even stepped foot on North America. The furthest he went was South America and the Caribbean islands. As well as this, kids in America are told that Christopher Columbus was some kind of hero, that he befriended the Native Americans. Well, this is slightly wrong. And by slightly I mean completely and utterly bollocks, not even near the truth at all. In actual fact, he was the main reason for the mass genocide of the indigenous people, many of who were killed were elderly, women and children. Much of his destruction can be seen on the Caribbean island of Hispaniola. Cool, look at my D and GCSE Spanish coming in hand. This island is now known as the land that is politically divided by Haiti and the Dominican Republic. On this island, thousands were kidnapped and enslaved, usually in blocks of 1,500 people, which contained men and women. Out of these 1,500 people, 400 were let go, 500 were sent to Spain, with around 200 dying on the voyage, and 600 were made to stay in Hispaniola and serve as slaves to the new settlers. Christopher Columbus single-handedly set the waves in motion for the population of Hispaniola, going down from 300,000 to 500 in the space of 56 years. This as a result of mass execution, death by flogging, and new diseases being introduced that the Native Americans simply could not combat. And despite all this, if any indigenous people were able to escape all this execution and flogging and disease, they would run to the mountains in order to seek refuge. At this point, Christopher Columbus would release his dogs, where they would tear the indigenous people limb from limb. Well, looks like the game of fetch has slightly calmed down since the 15th century. All of this resulted in 99.8% of the population of the island being demolished in just over half a century. And if you thought all that was bad, well, I'm just getting started. Columbus forced anyone 14 years or older to collect large quantities of gold in ridiculous volumes or face the punishment of death. The treatment of this was so bad that 50,000 indigenous people would rather commit suicide than work under his rule. This was done by starving themselves and their invaders by destroying their harvests and breadstocks, throwing themselves off cliffs and poisoning themselves. This shows the true extent of the conditions that these people were living under and how horrible it was to live under Christopher Columbus's rule. People were also committing suicide themselves and their families in order to save their women and children from being sexually and physically abused, which was very prevalent at the time. Columbus used to allow his crewmen anything that they could set their hands on. This is shown from his second expedition, where he stole one of the indigenous women from her village and gave her to his crew in order for them to keep satisfied and keep them company on their voyage. Without going into too much detail, this meant that this woman was brutally raped a multiple number of times by the crew members. As well as this, it is also gone on record that Christopher Columbus knew that 9 and 10 year olds were being sold as sex slaves. And although he does go on record for saying that he disapproved of this, he still let it happen and turned a blind eye to this, since it kept his crew members happy and generated revenue. Now, what I didn't mention at the start of the podcast, although some of you may know, is that not only is Christopher Columbus glorified in schools, he also has a whole day dedicated to him on the 12th of October. This is where I struggle to find any sympathy and not see some Americans as utterly stupid, that they would give a day and celebrate and glorify a mass murdering, fevering, despicable individual human being and dedicate a whole day to him. He's presented in America and by many Americans, as well as in schools, as the symbol of America. People look up to him. Kids are told that he is the discoverer of the new world. Literally everything that is told and taught about him is a lie. He was not the great discoverer of America. He was the man who instigated the mass genocide of the indigenous people and in many ways encouraged mass sexual assaults and child prostitution, allowing this kind of culture to thrive. He completely dehumanized the indigenous people. An example of this is when his men couldn't be asked to untie the indigenous people, they would simply behead them. This type of horrific behavior was something that Indians were forced to become accustomed to. It is true that in recent times that more people have become more knowledgeable of what Christopher Columbus did and how he shouldn't be celebrated. For this reason, many people around America now celebrate Columbus Day as Indigenous Peoples Day. Although this is less celebrated, the history of Indigenous people, and more used as a day to hate on Christopher Columbus. Many people use it as a day to create straw puppets or figurines of Columbus and burn it at the stake and deface him in order to show their anger towards what he did to the Indigenous people. Now, I do agree that Christopher Columbus should never have been given a day in his honour. He literally has no connection with America and he is a despicable human being. And I also agree that the Indigenous people should have a day to celebrate their heritage. But personally, I do not see a point in having a day to celebrate hating on someone evil. It makes no sense. You don't have a day dedicated to other evil individuals in history, i.e. Walt Disney. If you don't understand that reference, you clearly haven't listened to my first episode of the podcast. Or Adolf Hitler, celebrating how bad a person they were. You don't see them burning Hitler at the stake and graffitiing genocide is nothing to be celebrated. It makes way more sense to completely remove Columbus from the limelight altogether and have a day that is dedicated to celebrating the history of the indigenous people. As I said at the end of the last episode, I've given you all the facts and it's up to you to decide whether Columbus is a true dickhead. Generally, thank you for all the support I've received this week. I really do appreciate it. Also, make sure you're subscribing to the Dickheads of History podcast on whatever platform you're listening on, because let's face it, I'm literally saving all of you lot who come last in your weekly Zoom quizzes. Thank you once again for listening, and make sure you tune in next week where we'll be investigating the turtleneck fashion icon himself, Steve Jobs. I hope everyone stays safe, and I'll see you all next week.